working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about foreclosure gate or mortgage gate or Fed gate or whatever you want to call it. I mean, the line here is we are seeing exposed before us the biggest financial swindle in the history, possibly of the entire world. Never before has an entire government cooperated with a private central bank to loot their own people to such an extent. And I know it's a bit of a shock, and maybe one of the reasons that people are not getting angry is the scale of the fraud and its obviousness in your face. Swindle is so great, they just can't accept it. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover, who I'm not normally in the habit of quoting, but he had a quote to the effect of, some people just won't see even the most obvious truth in front of their eyes because the scale of it is just, it overwhelms their senses. They simply cannot bring their brains around the fact that the banking system that they've been trained from birth to think serves the public interest, and the government that they have been brainwashed from birth to think is supposed to be taking care of them, are actually working together to simply exploit the masses for every penny they're worth. And that is, of course, the essence of a fascist government. And that's not me who's saying that. That's Benito Mussolini, who we all acknowledge is an expert on what fascism is. When the government and the financial corporations are aligned together against the people, that is fascism. We are not a democracy. We are not a republic. We are a fascist state. Foreclosure gate absolutely proves it, because not only did the financial system set about to loot the people for their own benefit, the government let them do it. The government helped them do it. It dangled that $8,000 tax credit before homeowners to lure them in to this latest bubble, to fleece them of what little equity they had. The government allowed the financial system to rape the general population, just like they allowed Bernie Madoff with the loot to screw his investors for $65 billion, the way they allowed British Petroleum and Transocean to just bypass all the existing safety regulations until the Gulf of Mexico blew up. If you don't get angry about this one, there'll be another. Inevitably there will be. There's no reason for the financial system and the government to quit doing what they're doing, because it works for them. It takes money from you. It puts it in their pockets. They have no reason to stop. They like things just the way it is right now. Now, the only good sign, of course, is the more noise we make about it out here on the alternative media, the more news we make about it on our blogs, the more the corporate media has to deal with it. So your homework is to get angry and pick up that phone or that keyboard or whatever and start screaming bloody murder that this fraud goes all the way to the top of the Federal Reserve System, which is itself a fraud. It exists to defraud the American people out of their real wealth. It is a pyramid scheme. It always has been. And now that the pyramid is collapsing and they're getting desperate to keep the money flowing toward them because they think that's the way the world is supposed to be, and their actions are becoming more fraudulent and more criminal and, thankfully, more obvious. You have been robbed. Each and every one of you has been robbed of $135,000 by the Federal Reserve banking system, Wall Street, and Washington, D.C. And you better get angry about it, because if you don't, it's not going to stop. It'll continue. That $135,000 is only from this swindle. How much more of the debt you have had thrown at you by the government is the result of fraud? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the economic disaster, the swindle, the grand rape of the American people by that gang of Wall Street in Washington, D.C. here. It is already beginning to have an effect out there. The Bank of America has been downgraded by the bond market on the basis of this foreclosure gate situation, and it's only going to get worse from here. And you need to get angry. You need to get angry. Now, from the point of view of the U.S. government, I'll tell you right now, they're going to insist that we, meaning you, must preserve and protect the banking establishment because that is the core of our nation. No, it isn't. The bankers like to think they're the core of the nation, but they aren't. The core of the nation are 330-plus million Americans who are teachers, doctors, bricklayers, road builders, bridgers, pilots, students, artists, whatever. That's the core of the nation. The banks and the government are a sideline. They have a very overinflated sense of their self-importance and position in our society. But there were human beings long before there were big federal governments and banking system. The government cannot exist without people. The banks cannot exist without people. But people can exist without banks and without government. And I'm getting a lot of people writing in and saying, you know, this story about this couple in Simi Valley, where they just took back their home and they said, I'm not playing by the rules any longer. is a telling sign that we are on the verge of anarchy right here, because that's all anarchy is. When the people say, I'm not listening to the rulers anymore, because they don't make any sense. They're not ruling the nation for my benefit, they're just looting it for their own. That's the beginnings of anarchy. And as I like to joke around here, after studying the Republicans and the Democrats for the last 10 years, anarchy's looking attractive right now. And obviously, I'm not the only one who says so. All right, we've really talked about this enough. We've taken up most of the show with it. Parting note here, Bernie Madoff, his business associate, guy by the name of Pickover, was up to neck deep and supposedly also made billions from this Ponzi scheme, has been found drowned in his swimming pool. So a loose end has been tidied up there. A little side note for those of you who actually live on the island of Oahu, this Sunday at the Richardson Theater, Fort Shafter, Oahu, at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, we're doing a performance, a Reader's Theater recreation of the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast, and it seemed rather ironically timed given all the waving around on the media trying to sell everybody UFOs and aliens and stuff. And this is actually an historically important show because it was this broadcast which communicated to the government the power of multimedia, corporate media, broadcast media rather, to motivate people, to scare them, to send them into a panic. And subsequent to that, there have been a couple of projects, including one called Project Barsoom, and more recently the CIA psychological warfare plan to use flying saucers to scare the population in a general direction. We have heard from several sources that the United Nations would like to wave flying saucers at everybody to scare them into a new global government. I don't think it's going to work. All of these harebrained plans have their roots in the Orson Welles 1938 broadcast, War of the Worlds. We're going to be recreating that at the Richardson Theater, Fort Shafter, 7:30 Sunday. Admission is free. It's a freebie. You get to just come on, see the show, have fun, and hopefully we'll see some of you there. Now, over in New Hampshire, as you know, we've been following the story about the family of John Irish. John Irish is a member of the Oath Keepers. And the state of New Hampshire came in and took his baby, and the affidavit specifically mentioned his being in the Oath Keepers as one of the justifications for seizing the child. Then there were allegations that the child, while in New Hampshire state custody, had been somehow abused, and the story gets even murkier. Then, yesterday, the baby was returned on the condition that there be a gag order imposed on the family. They got their baby back. They're not allowed to talk to the media anymore about what happened. Then the state of New Hampshire's Child Protective Services came out with the story saying that, well, there was a case of mistaken identity, and there was another Mr. Irish, who apparently is a member of Oath Keepers, and they thought that was the one. So they're pulling back from this whole thing, and the story's getting very, very murky. But I think the fact that the Irish family had to agree to a gag order to get their baby back is telling us right there that something happened that the state of New Hampshire wants to keep under wraps. I did a little research onto this lady who runs the thing, Maggie Bishop, and we found a story, open message to Maggie Bishop, and apparently the Irishes are not the first family to have had children taken from them under very, very questionable circumstances. And again, I know why this Maggie Bishop is doing this. She's seeing the budget acts fall from above onto her department. She doesn't want to lose her cushy government job. And so she's out there desperate to prove that her department is essential to the continued well-being of the state of New Hampshire. And I think she's just proven exactly the opposite. And we'll see more of that kind of thing from government agencies. They don't want to lose their jobs. And they won't hesitate to go out and wreck other people's lives as long as it proves that their job is essential to the continuing functioning of the state. I think the state as a whole is about to fall down and go boom. All right, turning over to everyone's favorite nation, Israel. Israel has basically gone out there. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved building for new settlement units in the Pisgat, Ziv, and Ramot areas late on Thursday. In essence, what he's done is basically peed all over Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and not even bothered to call it rain, because it completely shatters even the pretense of a peace process. And he did it before the American election. which is his way of telling Obama to go jump in the lake. Because remember, a couple of weeks ago, that letter got leaked. Obama was giving away the candy store to Netanyahu, you know, if he'll just keep the semblance of a peace process until after the election. And after all the things that Obama conceded and gave to Netanyahu, Netanyahu turned around and said, ha, heck with you. Settlements start up right today. Meanwhile, over in Bethlehem, you know, we're coming up into that Christmas season, at least to believe all those gaudy, tacky decorations all over the stores already. My wife and I were in Macy's yesterday, and it's already up there. The trees are up, and they're decorating, and it's like crazy. And isn't it cheerful? No, it isn't. It's depressing as all heck. So it's Christmas season, and you all have to be thinking about little town of Bethlehem. Well, you better think fast, because according to Bethlehem's governor, Israel is on a program of expelling the residents. The people who live there in Bethlehem are being driven out, because that's going to become a new Israeli settlement. There's no stopping there here. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is over there in Pakistan, and her latest brainstorm, as you know, Pakistan, you know, the U.S. is telling Pakistan, you must tax your people more because the International Monetary Fund needs it. And why that's any of the United States business, I don't know. But Hillary Clinton's latest thing is that they're going to withhold aid for the Pakistan flood victims unless Pakistan agrees to raise their taxes. Remember what I said about this government. These are people who can't make a product. They couldn't make a product to save their own life. Their only solution to all their problems is to tax the people of the world. The bankers and the governments are running around saying, we got to raise taxes, got to give the money to the International Monetary Fund, which is the global version of the Federal Reserve. And it's not an International Monetary Fund. It's just another licensed global counterfeiting scheme. They'll print up the money, send it out, collect it back with interest in taxes. And this is the scheme that has driven the economies of pretty much the entire planet, except for the Muslim nations, into the Al-Qaeda. And it's triggered riots and protests all across Europe, and should be triggering riots and protests here in the United States of America. And she's in there, Pakistan, saying, you know, we're going to let you all starve and drown unless you agree to raise taxes. We're going to go to the phones real quick. Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was listening to what you were talking about earlier about the child that CPS took, and I was following that story. And you mentioned something about that they were under a gag order. And I was thinking, that's an interesting precedent there. I mean, so the government can take your child, looks like abuse it, and then they say, oh, if you just won't, you know, we'll make the whole thing go away, just you can't talk to anybody about it. What if this was torture? What if this was something else nasty the government was doing to you? And then they just say, you know, you can't talk about it, but we'll let you go. And, I mean, to me, that just, it just, my jaw dropped when I heard you say that. And is this a new way that the American government's going to be dealing with its citizens going forward, do you think?
Well, you know, the bottom line is we very often see the government, when it finally gets caught doing something wrong, and it will make good to the victims, and usually with that there is a gag order. Remember when the U.S. government voted huge cash settlements to all the people who had died in the Pentagon attack and on the airplanes on 9/11, but with that came an agreement that you would not go public, you would stay silent, and you would not sue the government. And of course we have all these family members who didn't take the money, and they're trying to sue the government. The government's trying to say, no, you can't do that. I mean, this is very common practice for this government. When they finally concede that they're wrong and they hand you a bunch of money or your kid back, and they'll say there's a gag order that comes with it, and I cannot blame the parents for saying, yeah, we'll go along with that. We just want the kid back. Mm-hmm. So I can't fault them for that.
Oh, I don't fault them at all. I kind of looked at it from a different perspective, just as a not so much from a settlement perspective, but just more from, okay, you know, we won't do more mean, nasty things to you.
Gotta let you go. Gotta let you go. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, when we look at President Panzi, we see a man who has given a great deal of lip service to nuclear disarmament, his commitment to a nuclear-free world, his very strong commitment to a nuclear-free Middle East, which means nobody in the Middle East is allowed to have nuclear weapons except, of course, Israel. So his hypocrisy is already a little bit stunning. And now we find out it's even worse than that. Japanese officials are complaining because apparently the United States has resumed nuclear testing. And apparently last month they carried out what's called a subcritical nuclear underground weapons test. Now what they mean by subcritical is they stop short of actually triggering the runaway chain reaction, which is what causes the big flash of light and the bang of a nuclear explosion. Now if you want to know what they mean by a subcritical nuclear weapons test, what it is they're taking some of the older weapons cores, weapons-grade uranium, plutonium, they are decaying at a certain known predictable rate. They're aging, in other words. And what a subcritical test does, they will sacrifice one of these cores. They'll basically take it to the point just before an actual detonation. Then they'll take the remains and run them through some laboratory equipment to see if what they're actually getting is what the predictive models for decay and so forth indicate they should be getting. In other words, are the weapon cores still usable? Or have they aged to the point where they need to be reprocessed? So this is kind of along the line of making sure that America's nuclear arsenal is still working, because somebody might want to think about using it. And this is a violation of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Even a subcritical test that doesn't have an explosion, it's still considered a nuclear test and a violation of the treaty. So why is Obama, who is constantly telling us of his commitment to a nuclear-free world, authorizing and conducting nuclear weapons testing in the Nevada desert? Well, obviously, what we're getting and what other countries are getting is not quite the same thing. And apparently, the Japanese are a little upset because there was a U.S. representative at the ceremonies for Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and was there saying, "Oh yes, we must end the scourge of nuclear weapons," and apparently had only just come from those same nuclear tests. So the U.S. is telling Japan, yes, we're going to work for global nuclear disarmament. At the same time, we're carrying out tests of nuclear weapons in the Nevada desert. So the Japanese are a little piqued at us. Now, over in the city of San Gabriel, in Southern California, and I know the area very well. I've got relatives who live up there, and I used to have friends up there when I was still living in Southern California. The San Gabriel mayor, the mayor of San Gabriel, has been arrested for grabbing a woman's purse, apparently through the window of his SUV, grabbed from the woman, and then trying to drive off, and she was clinging to the side of the car saying, "Stop, stop, you purse snatcher." And they caught him, and it's the mayor of the town. Remember what I said about political power attracts the very people who shouldn't have it? Classic, classic case. Man, San Gabriel can't do any better than that. All righty, we're getting into Son of Glacier Gate, and of course we're talking about the global warming fraud, yet another scam. And once you understand that virtually everything coming out of the government and the media is a fraud of some kind, all of it starts to make sense. We really are the City of Oz. And the wizard rules by creating all these fake little emergencies and crises that we are expected to scurry after and deal with, wallets and checkbooks in hand. And that's really what's going on here. So now we're back to human-caused global warming. And we've got snow already hitting the Northern Hemisphere a month ahead of normal. It's going to be a brutally cold winter. Again, second in a row. So now we have another scandal involving claims of snowpack in the Himalayas, this time in Tibet. And the warmistas have been saying, well, the Tibetan snowpack is decreasing over time. And a new peer-reviewed study coming out of China that was not funded by Al Gore and his money is basically saying, no, that's not true either. As a matter of fact, there was a little bit of a decrease in the 1990s when the world really was getting warmer. But now, over the last 10 years, it's starting to increase. And going back to tree ring data is basically showing the general trend all along the industrial age has been an increase in the snowpack. Now, somebody wrote a very good article about the IPCC and NASA climate models and the fact that we shouldn't be paying attention anyway because they flunk what is called the Stephen Hawking test. Now, with all due respect to Stephen, he didn't come up with these requirements. But basically, in a nutshell, it says it has to be simple, elegant, shouldn't have a lot of variables that can be changed. And more importantly, it's got to accurately predict what's going on. In other words, if you have a climate model, it's not enough to take this decade's data, shove it in there and say it predicts thus and so for next year. You should be able to take that same model, go back to the 1970s, feed in the data, and get an accurate prediction of what we already know happened through the 1980s. And none of these models that we're seeing from the IPCC and NASA, or for that matter NOAA, pass that test. They're putting data into these things, they're getting the results and saying, see, this proves the world is getting warmer. But if you take those same models and you go back and you shove in the data from 1960, 1970, and you run the models, you do not get an accurate forecast for what happened in the 1980s and 1990s. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
But our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Some of the people in the What Really Happened chat room are saying they're going to come up with a Mike Rivero drinking game, which is that anytime I say the word bank or banker, you take a hit of whiskey. Please do not drive after listening to the show here, because we're going to get back to that subject time and time again. Biggest scandal. We're going to come back to it. Anyway. Another big scandal, as you know, there are still elements within our government and their masters in Israel are still trying to sell a war with Iran. I mean, we've already got the American military saying, oh, let's go into Pakistan. We can have fun in Pakistan. Nobody's going to care if we go into Pakistan. But, you know, Iran continues to be the big prize. Israel wants Iran destroyed because they're economic competition. And they could potentially be nuclear competition. And I don't mean weapons. I don't mean weapons. Israel is developing peaceful nuclear technology. And Israel wants to have a monopoly on all things nuclear in the Middle East. Remember, the sole purpose of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is to keep people from selling nuclear technology. Well, Israel's never signed the treaty. And we now know, because of documents discovered in South Africa, that Israel has been selling nuclear weapons to other countries, the very activity the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. So what this isn't world peace, and it's not global nuclear disarmament. It is guaranteed market monopoly. Israel is allowed to buy and sell nuclear technology, and no other country is allowed to do it. So Israel can charge as much as they want because there's no competition driving down prices. That's all it really is. And Israel is afraid that if Iran starts developing medical isotopes and various other peaceful nuclear technology, that Israel will lose that share of the market, because then there will be competition and prices will go down for these medical isotopes and various other peaceful uses of nuclear technology. So that's really what's going on here. It's not that Iran is really a threat to anybody. Iran has not started a war. They haven't attacked or invaded anybody in over 200 years. Israel's always doing the attacking. Let's go bomb Lebanon. Let's go bomb Syria. Let's go bomb Gaza. I mean, they're in Gaza again already, you know. So there's a new, because of the embarrassment of the previous national intelligence estimate on Iran, there's a new one that's coming out. Because the last one has basically been shredded on the altar of truth. And there is a new NIE coming out, which is basically going to admit there is no evidence indicating that Iran has a nuclear weapons program. Okay? But it's going to conclude, you know, that Iran might be thinking about one. And this is the new justification for war. We have to go kill anybody who's even thinking about nuclear weapons. This is very Leo Tolstoy. When Tolstoy was a boy, he had a club for all of his friends, and the requirement for membership to get into the club was that you sit in the corner for 30 minutes and not think about polar bears, which is actually a lot harder than you might think. So this is basically what they're saying, is anybody who's thinking about nuclear weapons becomes a target for U.S. military expansionism. Okay. So, with our nation crumbling around us, roads going back to dirt and gravel, bridges collapsing, flood control won't work, 43-plus million Americans already on food stamps, and a financial system exposed as simply being the biggest leech in history, fastened to the neck of the American worker, now they want to distract us all by bringing back the war with Iran. Oh, forget about the Federal Reserve looting us. That's not important. We have to go into Iran because they're thinking about maybe one day starting to plan to maybe put together an approach to fabricating an idea for a design for a nuclear weapon. That's the new rationale. So, again, we go back to look in history. The United States got out of the crash of 1907 by getting into World War I. They got out of the crash of 1929 by getting into World War II. Here we are in the crash of 2007, and look how hard the government is trying to start a war with everybody. Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, aiming at Iran, sneering at North Korea. The conventional wisdom in Washington, D.C., is that a new war will get all those dumb Americans to forget all about the really bad crud that's happened over the last several years, and they'll line up right behind the president and the flag and march their kids off to die in yet another war. And the conventional wisdom on Wall Street is this will save, you know, a new world war will save the bacon of the financial establishment from having been exposed as crooks, and even better, will make them even richer. Because remember, bankers love war. Because it creates debt on both sides. They don't even care who wins. They just want... Oh, that's why we had American bankers, Brown Brothers Harriman, Prescott Bush, that whole crew, were investing in Adolf Hitler. Because they didn't care who won World War II. They were going to make money off both sides. And they're playing it all over again. They're playing it all over again here. Now, Iran, just to complicate things, is assuming the presidency of OPEC. For the first time in 36 years, they're back in charge of that giant valve on the Mideastern oil fields. As of January 1, 2011, same day that we get hit with a record tax increase in this country, Iran's representative will be in charge of OPEC. I'm not sure that now is the time for us to annoy them when they're in control of the oil that we still desperately need, especially since Obama's plan to rush through the harvesting of that giant oil deposit in the Gulf of Mexico didn't really kind of work out. I mean, the plan was, the White House was telling all these other countries that are dependent on Iran's oil and the oil coming through the Strait of Hormuz, don't worry about the Strait of Hormuz being closed when we attack Iran, because we've got an alternative source and we'll make sure that you have all the oil that you need to get by until we capture and reopen the Iranian oil fields. That was the promise. And that was the reason that British Petroleum and Transocean were given this green light to just forget all about the safety, just get that oil online as quickly as possible. And we had the Gulf oil disaster as a result. Well, now Obama doesn't have that alternative source unless he wants to invade Venezuela, and they may be thinking about that. And so now with Iran in charge of OPEC, the situation gets a little bit more complicated. Now, over in Britain, there is a rising hue and cry, and this goes back to Israel's attack on the aid flotilla last May. And remember, the United Nations has the Human Rights Council has issued a report, and they voted on it and approved it, that Israel did in fact commit a brutal, their words, violation of international law by attacking that flotilla in international waters. And that the flotilla, or the blockade itself, is itself a violation of international law, attempting to starve a people into surrendering their government and accepting your rule is a violation of international law. So with that in mind, more and more people in Britain are beginning to stand up and they're talking to the British Foreign Secretary, a guy by the name of Haig, not to be confused with the World Court. And they're basically saying, why did you do nothing when Israel attacked the aid flotilla? Because there were British nationals involved in this as well. And in Britain, it is the responsibility of the British Foreign Secretary to keep the international seaways open. You know all those gray ships we have out here in Pearl Harbor? They belong to the United States Navy, and they are funded. They are built from your money and operated and funded with the express purpose of keeping the international sea lanes of communication open and free. That's why the Sixth Fleet is down off the coast of Somalia, killing the Somalia pirates, who are threatening the sea lanes of communication. Well, Israel did that. They violated the international law of the sea. They interdicted a ship operating in the international seaways. Under the rationale, the reason we have a navy, the Secretary of Defense's responsibility is to keep the seaways open, and he failed that responsibility. So the British people are calling Mr. Haig to account. We need to call Secretary of Defense Gates to account. Why are you not doing your job when America is attacked by Israel in international waters? Why are you sitting down and failing to do your job? We're going to go to the phones. Jeff in Washington, D.C. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just hoping you were going to talk about this today, and while I was waiting on hold, you got into it, so you pretty much covered most of it. Because I caught part of it on the news yesterday, how they were just showing the head of the DOD running around London yesterday, just because of the British aid worker that they had killed accidentally somehow. But just seeing them kowtow and just seeing nothing. I mean, just a complete hypocrisy about what went on with Israel and the Gaza flotilla and the amount of people that they had killed. It was just weird to see on the news the U.S. over there trying to save face with the Brits. But, of course, same thing, nothing about Israel.
You can't save face. When you sell out your own people to a foreign government, there is no way to save face. We're back to those. Putting lipstick on a pig is exactly what this is all about. They're trying to basically look like somehow letting Israel, hijack foreign ships and kill foreign nationals in international waters, and their aid workers. They got cookies and candy with them. And they're trying to sell us this idea that this was a good thing. This is why I stopped watching Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. When he just sat there in his set and tried to sell the party line, the aid workers were bad, the Israelis with the machine guns were good. And when he got up there and did that, and I said, I am never, ever going to watch The Daily Show again.
Well, that right there, it irked me enough that I'd stop before that, but that was like the final straw. And then seeing that his head writer has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for quite some time and mm-hmm. all his ties, and you can see why they get so many of those people on the show is pushing that agenda. But one thing that I was thinking about with the U.S. being over there in Britain, one of the things that Britain's talking about is scaling back on defense and pulling a lot out of the coalition that they've got going on overseas there in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And it's got, I'm sure part of that's tied in with them talking about the Brit that they had killed. But along the lines of John Stewart, they've got that event that they're going to be holding here on the 30th here in D.C. So I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to go and if the people in the crowd, mostly the college students, are actually going to understand what's going on. Because I know that when he did that, 9/11 was an outside job on his show, that the crowd did not respond the way that he had wanted to. So we're all going to be down there trying to infiltrate the crowds down there. And
well, you need to be very, very careful about a lot of these events. And I think it was about a week ago where I found an ad inside Billboard magazine where they literally hire production companies to cast the audiences that you see in these town hall meetings for Barack Obama. And, you know, there are whole companies that do nothing. They call them rent-a-mobs, where if you need a crowd to come over and scream their approval that you want to put dead babies on pitchforks and set them on fire to solve the energy crisis, and they're paid to stand there and say, yes, that's a great idea, and it's part of this whole grassroots lobbying industry and phenomenon. And so when you have a huge crowd that's gathered around and you're telling them the truth, and they kind of sit there and say, ah, you're just full of it, a lot of them are in denial, but a lot of them are paid to be there. You put agitators at the front of the crowd, and they start screaming first, you're full of it, you're full of it, and all the wannabes behind them say, oh, well, I guess the crowd doesn't like this, you're full of it, you're full of it, and they basically do the agitator see, agitator do kind of thing here. So that's one of the reasons, and right now there is so much on the line, and the government and the bankers are so panicked that they're losing control of the American people. They're spending tons and tons of money to try and get everything back in line. It's not working. Like I said, Cass Sunstein is out there saying the government is paying people to come on to radio shows and blogs and chat rooms to push the government's agenda. The good news is they're not very subtle, they're not very smart, and they're easy to spot. Jeff, I'm going to let you go here. I got another caller coming on here right now. We're going to thanks for the call. We're going to switch to Sherry in Kansas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, Mike.
It's a little loud there. Try again.
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'd like to suggest to the people of New Hampshire and the area that the Irishes live in is they get a citizen's grand jury and start indicting anyone that is responsible for what happened to that poor family. And I see the only way to get our congressmen in line is we've got to make them more afraid of us than, you know, the people that are bribing them, or, you know, the other way they control them is, you know, they've got something on them.
Well, you know, the bottom line here, and I've been saying this for a long time, if you want to have a truthful government, okay, when the American people have the moral courage to grab the liars, drag them out of our public buildings, and bounce them down the steps three times into the street in the most humiliating manner possible, then and only then politicians will discover that truth is a virtue. And they're not going to discover it 1 second sooner. Now, we're coming up on a point right now where we're going to start seeing the tar and feathers flow, and we're going to see some of these liars run out of town on a rail. It'll start small at the grassroots level, and that will send the shock that this will send right up to the top of the U.S. government, because right now their attitude is they're not afraid of us. We never do anything. We sit and we get crapped on, and then we dutifully go back to the polls and vote them back into power for another round at the toilet. And, you know, as long as we sit here and wait for somebody else to come in and save us, It's not going to change.
I like your idea.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, anything else? Okay, I guess that was it. All right, that was it. Thanks, Sherry, for the phone call. All right, as you are aware, there is there's actually a whole bunch of these new aid flotillas heading for Gaza. The one from Viva Palestina, if memory serves, is actually sailing from a country that Israel does not like very much. And Israel is, as you know, they're getting ready to, they're training these dogs. And we put up a video about one of these dogs. Once they clamp on, they never let go. They sick this dog on this Palestinian woman, and they literally, the IDF had to kick the dog in the head to get the dog to finally let go. This is what they're training to use on the aid flotillas. Aid workers, they're going to do this whole thing. And Egypt has now said the aid flotilla can dock in Egypt and cross the border there. So the blockade is down. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And sometimes seeing the disconnect between the news and reality is rather obvious. I'm watching the corporate media, and in the lower third scroll, they had this thing, stock market rises as Bernanke talks stimulus, meaning more of that phony money showered over Wall Street. And yet, actually, the stock market did not do well today, mostly because the falling confidence in the banking system. It's starting to infect the investors and saying, wait a minute, these guys are looking at trillions of dollars of fraud litigation. Maybe we got to start getting out of here. And apparently Google's new numbers helped keep NASDAQ up, but it was kind of a lukewarm day on the rest of them. And I know going into the election, Obama was hoping that dangling stimulus over the stock market would take it up into the stratosphere, because he, like the Clintons, used that Dow industrial number as a political banner. See, the economy is okay. If you're not doing well, it's your own darn fault, blah, 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 blah. Now, last story for the end of the show, and again, a nudge, War of the Worlds, 7:30 Sunday night, Richardson Theater, 4th chapter. Do you remember back in Pennsylvania that school that had the scandal where they were issuing these laptops to their students, and the laptops had built-in webcams, and the computers had this software installed by the school that allowed school administrators to activate the webcams remotely without the student knowing it? And they said, officially, the software existed so that if the laptop was stolen or misplaced, that they could turn on the camera and see where it was. Well, first of all, there is, in fact, a LoJack system for laptops. It doesn't turn on the web camera. It's simply when the machine is reported missing or lost, the next time it connects to the net, it broadcasts its position and the police can go pick it up. So this idea that they needed the webcams active as theft prevention was kind of weird to begin with. Then we find out that the administrators and teachers are turning on these webcams in the students' rooms at home when they're walking around in various states of undress, and they're simply watching the kids. And it came to light when the parents were told, we think your kid's doing drugs in his room, and it turned out to be candy. And the parents were very upset. What do you mean you are spying on my kid in his home? You know, when he's walking around undressed, you know, it's child porn is really what it is. And the school said, no, we've got to do that. And they were hemming and hawing. And the local judge says, well, the school has a right to do it. And they were trying to cover it up. Finally, the school district has settled the lawsuits for $610,000. Basically, it's not a lot of money considering the seriousness of the crime and the precedent that it set. But you know, for a school, for a single school, it's a lot of money. And the bottom line here is it has established that schools do not have a right to peek into the bedroom of your kid in their home. They don't have that right. And these are parents who stood up to protect their children against Big Daddy State, and my hat is off to those parents. Well done to them. Because these parents stood up and put their children's welfare higher than whatever the requirements of the state and the state-controlled schools. All right, that's it for our show. Happy Friday. We'll be back Monday here at RBN, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Time. Until Monday, aloha, America.
It's true.